Lamed Aleph. Kainam Yain Shani Tayim Lashana. This Abba Shana Hasabah Bibura. He said Lashana. It means we went through this already. Misabra Hashanah, he's also in the 13th month because it's this year. This year is this year. Adrash Chaydish, Adrash Adar Rishon. Atsayf Adar Rishon. This Tana holds. Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Frank the Gemara, to Gemara, Alma Stam Adar Adar to Kama Rishon. That means you tell me Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Lema Masnis Rabbi Yehudi. Tanya we learned Adar Rishon, Kais of Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, Kais of Adar Stam. That Rabbi Huda holds, the Mishnah is going like the Mandi Amid, it's not like Rameir. Rameir holds that Stam other is other Shani. Rabbi Huda, I'm other Rishon, Kaisav is other Stam, and other Shani, Kaisav Tinyon, he wrote the second one. So I'm Rabbi, I feel the same Rameir. How do you other the Mamri Shatam? If he knew that it was the second one, then Rameir would have to say he goes after the second one. But the lawyer, if a person didn't know, he meant the first one. There was no second one. But Tanya, we talk about it that way. Adrish Chaydish Adar Rishon, and Maisha Shenu Beres, Adrish Chaydish Adar Sheni. That doesn't make any sense. Makal the Rishon, Abu Beres Askinon? Well, if there's no Abu Beres, what's Rishon? Shmamino, Adar Bishitol, Adar Mamishat, Adar Leyad. And again, halacha, we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. However, we're machmer to write other Rishon and other Sheni. We do that in Sharas, we do that in Rish Chaydish Benchen. We don't want to pick sides, because therefore we say Rish Chaydish other Rishon, Rish Chaydish other Sheni, and the same thing, that's what we do. Look at the Mishnah Vayter. If you write Mekaydim Yayin Shani Tayim Achehei HaPetach, even if he said Achehei, can you bring me a cup of water, a cold water? Loi Nisrav is dead, Loi HaPetach, Achor Shedech Liyadam Lishtus Yayin. He meant to the night of Pesach, so people drink wine. Till the night of Erev Yom Kippur. Interesting, the night is a big machloikus whether there's a mitzvah to eat at night. But he says Leilei Tzayim. He doesn't say Erev Tzayim. He says Leilei Tzayim. Unless Leilei Tzayim means Erev. But it doesn't say that. It says, I don't know. That's what the Mephora says. What does the Ran say, Leilei Tzayim? He says it means Erev Yom Kippur. He says what Laila Tzayim Lav Davka. It means that Suda Shaleili Hatzayim Kamar. It means the Suda of the night of the fast. Means Erev Yom Kippur. That's what the Rav speaks out. So it's Chav Mazad Shal Shadeh Hu Yadam Lach HaBasar. V'yayt V'nai Yemir Kalim Shum Shani Tayyem. This is even a minig. I mean, it's a kind of Ezra. Achatei Shabbos. The thrust of this Mishnah is, we'll take the word Yehei, which means till after, but if everybody understands it one way, it changes the meaning of the word. I don't want to be a one-way street that I take from you, you never take from me. You did it to honor me. The covenant is that you don't make me take from you. You don't give me the course of Chit Mushtech Havish Yayin, meaning I always give you, you never give me. It's as if I got it. They wanted him to marry his niece. The young man, he said, so we say this is in a marital sense. Even though he didn't say a word about marriage, but it's understood from the conversation that this is what he meant. So won't enter your house or drink a drop of cold water. He never meant tzaynan. He was just like trying to exaggerate. No, I'm not eating in your house. We can use the honor of parents and say to the person, had you thought about the honor of parents when you made the netter? If he says, no, I wouldn't have, we'll rely on that. We don't accuse him of lying because he doesn't want to admit that he didn't care about his parents. What?
Any netter.
Any netter. The Chacham Asher, the Gemara is going to say they agree at one point. If according to Rabbi Ezer, why don't we say you thought the Rabbi Yisrael would not be happy with your netter? Would you have made the netter? And trust him there too. Amrulai, this is the way the Rosh is Gairus, Amrulai im Kenei Nedarim. Then you're defeating the whole purpose, because nobody would be audacious enough to say he doesn't think about the covenant of Rabbi Nishleilam. And as the Rishayim point out, interesting, when it comes to a pasuk, we say he'll be honest and say, I knew the pasuk, I didn't care. But if you say the word covenant of the Rabbi Nishleilam, nobody says that. I guess they don't associate psukim necessarily with covenant of the Rabbi Nishleilam. However, if the netter was against his parents, so then he's a guy that obviously does not care so much about the covenant of his parents. So he would be honest. Something happens afterwards that's not predictable. It can still be used as a Pesach. Okay, that. What does he say? He became a cipher or he married off his son. And he says, what does he say? That he's getting married so soon. Meaning, I didn't think it was going to happen. It was not a predictable thing that was going to happen so close. But you see, neither. Had no havamina that they would buy it as a shul. So this is neither.
These are not neither.
Did you think that did not exist at the time, and they weren't predictable? Predictable is not Nailad. We learned that from the story of Rabbi Kiva. That's the Rishayim's kasha. How could you be Matur Shver's Neder? Right?
Because four changes.
So the answer to learn a little bit to satisfy his Shver was pretty predictable.
The thing with poor also.
Yeah, poor is the same thing. Maya Nadarim. So Abaya learned in the darim b'tarim yafa because people would lie. Rav Amar, he learned that is. Now, if people use that, everybody be matzah their own nedarim because everybody will use that pesach. Why over there is a difference? So Mishnah Abaya darim kenei nedarim b'tarim yafa. Even the ichtav lay once he was a chutzpahdik ichtav lay. He was chutzpahdik, so I'll be honest. So he's going to use the same thing. How come my Pesachim? Since a regular netter, he can't use Kavod Av V'Imo, only in a very limited case. So he's not going to draw a line that I can use Kavod Av V'Imo for everything. How can I be Pesachim? V'Oidom Rav Blazer. Pesachim and Ayla. My time in Rav Blazer, Rav Chizda Nama Kroki, Mesach Kulan Hashem. Right, Hashem told Moshe, it's an interesting Gemara because it changes the Chumash. You learn Chumash, you never attributed Moshe's promise to Yisrael is because of Dasam Vavira and Mitzrayim. You never thought of it that way. He promised Yisrael because his father wants him to stick around town, not to leave. So he promised Yisrael. But the Rosh speaks out that the main reason behind the Netter was because he didn't want to go back to Mitzrayim because of Dasam Vavira. So that's why he swore not to go back. Now the Dasam Avir and Madad, that's a legitimate Pesach. So I'm talking about the answer, but that's Nailad. It wasn't predictable. It's a Raya, the Pesachim and Nailad. That's what Rabbi Yazir says. But Misa is a Nailad. The Kansha Pesachim and Nailad.
Why is it not Misa, like something that can happen?
But it's not predictable. For a young guy, I mean, Dasam Avir lived on.
Oh.
It's not that, you know, I don't know how old they were. They weren't 80.
Poor.
Oh, they were old, by the way, but that's besides the point.
If you let me poor, then you
forget. That's what the Gemara talks about. Why don't we let the Gemara do the answer? This is the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say you're poor. This is the Gemara is going to say right now.
No, I'm poor.
Chas v'shalom, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, not at all.
So I think about you're very rich. You're rich because you write a sefer, you're rich.
Yeah, but my kids also bring me a
lot of nachas. Then you're really rich. For Rabbi Maitamayu, Rabbana Maitamayu, Ksavri, by the way, that's not really old, because according to the Medrash, Moshe spent a lot of time in Midjan. He came back at 80, and he went to 13 or 14. He spent a lot of time, and that's what Rabbi were there at the beginning. So they were at least many, many years older, so I don't know how old they were, but they weren't 25. Hello, I'm in the middle of shiur.
I just wanted to tell you good morning. I'm 36 minutes from home. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, Rava, I'm sorry, Rabbanan, my time are you? Sabri Hanu Mimaisi? Did they die? They didn't die. They were still around by Das Kairach. They were still around by the Mun. They became poor, and that, unfortunately, is not Nailan, because it's predictable. That's what you were trying to say before. The Gemara says this.
More than real
meat. Exactly. That's what we're going to do. Because Ani is Chashim Kameis, because he has no influence. Mitzayra. Suma. Umishayin Lebanim. Ani Dachsim Kameis, Kol Anashim. Mitzayra Dachsim Anasi Kameis, by Miriam. Suma Dachsim Makshan Kameis, Shivani Kameis, Yoylam. In the darkness he put me like Meis, Yoylam. You can't see me. I don't want to spend too much time. I don't usually do this, especially on a Sunday. But I heard from Rabbi Weinberg, shot in the Rashi, the Peladik of Rashi, Eliphaz chases Yaakov Avinu, and he finds him, and he said, my father said to kill you. But he couldn't do it because he grew up a Chenker Shul Yitzchak, right? So therefore, he took his money. So Marashach, is he listening to his father? Is he not listening to his father? His father said to kill him. And if you're not listening to your father, so why do you have to take the money? That's the kasha. Dr. Rabbi Weinberg, he did listen to his father. Because Ali is Chasuv Kameis, he killed him. He killed him in a different way. What was Esav wanted? Esav wanted Yaakov not to have any influence, to be a non-entity. So the Gemara here tells us there are four people that are non-entities. One of them is an Ani. So Eliphaz did listen to his father. He listened to his father without upsetting what he got from Yitzchak. I can kill him without killing him. He did kill him. Ani Chasuv Kameis. So he did kill Yaakov Avinu. If Ani is Chasuv Kameis, that means he killed him. He killed him in a different iPhone. That's all.
Was okay with that?
Again, it doesn't say, but Eliphaz said, I have to listen to my father, but then he didn't listen to his father. Manushev, how is taking the money helping him out?
More about Eliphaz after the incident.
What?
Yeah, he wanted to kill Eliphaz after the incident.
Again, maybe. This is the story, right? It has to make sense.
No, I get that from Yaakov's point of view, I understand.
But Eliphaz's point of view is the same thing. He said that. The Rashi brings that. He said, I'll take your money.
Asking, we hear about it more, because maybe he became...
Oh, we don't know anything else about Eliphaz. This is the end of our talking about Eliphaz. Anything else, I might be a medrash somewhere, I don't know anything. Yes?
He had a son,
a Malik. Yeah, he wasn't a from guy, but he didn't want to kill Yaakov. That's what, again, I'm quoting a Rashi. Rashi says what happened to him. He could have had a Eliphaz, he could have had a Malik before. I mean, he wasn't the biggest tzaddik, Eliphaz. You know what I mean? He wasn't like, you know.
Does Hanina's grandfather?
Yes. Tanya, my Rebbe, Rabbi Weinberg. I heard of him. Yeah, Tanya. Because I wanted to say my pshat and Rashi. He told me, you're wrong. This is the pshat and Rashi.
Really? He said wrong?
Yeah, I don't know if he said it, but he wasn't afraid to tell me I was wrong. You know what I mean? I was enough of a Talmud that I could handle being told. I wasn't so sensitive that if he would tell me I'm wrong, I would walk around for 6 days thinking that I'm wrong. Now, Rebbe is supposed to be able to tell us Talmidim, you're wrong. I don't know if he said those words, but that was the message.
Yeah, Rebbe's very good. You say that also. No.
It's really good. I like you with that. Tanya. Why did I have to say the word Bemidjan? I'm going to Bemidjan the dark to look. He swore. Talking about over there by Tzidkio. I don't know if the word Chaim is in the pasuk. My Merdusay, how did he rebel? Some say it was a living rabbit, some say it was a raw rabbit. Either way, not becoming for a king. Amalai, you stop believing in Megalus Aluya, you'll swear to me that you won't tell. And the Farshim learned, Big Musa means you don't say, oh, I know something about Nebuchadnezzar that you don't know. You mean you won't even do that. Istanbul, he swore to him. So Abraham commits to go to He was very bothered by the fact here is Nebuchadnezzar, the world leader, and he's a chayra. So I would want to tell people, it bothered him. To the point, the Rishonim say he couldn't serve the Rabbi Shlom well. He was a big tzaddik to deal with the tzaddik gomer. Because I'll say to deal with the tzaddik gomer. His door was not good, but he was a tzaddik gomer. And here, it bothered him. This guy, this shagetz, is getting away with being a chaya, and nobody knows about it. So Ishal HaShuvah say, so he was Shail HaShuvah Yaman, he told everybody. Shaman Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar heard the Kama Vazalei, Shalach Vaisi said to Nyot, said Hedrim at Tidkiyo. Amalek Aziz Samar Kavit at Tidkiyo. Lav Hochi, Gimel, what does he say? Have you Shtabah B'Shmah D'Shmah Yidlein Megalus? Didn't you swear in the name of Hashem you won't reveal? Amalek Ishal HaShuvah I removed it. Amalek Mishal HaShuvah Sah, Amalek, and Amalek Ho Befalav, Ishlev Alei Befalav. The protagonist, I think that's the English word, have to be there or not. They couldn't answer him. One of the two terutzim of the Rishonim say either he was a melech, that the Amos melech, which is the Rush says, and the Ran says because he couldn't serve the Rabbi Nishleilim, so it became a Dvar Mitzvah to remove it. Couldn't answer him that. So my time of life, why didn't you tell him? And he took away their pillows. Rabbi Yitzchak, they didn't have an answer. They couldn't answer the real answer. So they kept quiet. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, they were sitting in the chavit, took away. He made them sit on the floor, and then afterwards he killed them.
Question four is, what does the center do, and what was their answer?
Right, so the Rush talks about it. What did Sanhedrin do wrong? Meaning, what was the time of the Sanhedrin, but they had a heter?
But I understand.
I'm not here to write your answers.
I'm not answering. No, I don't want to need that right now. I have Reverend Weinberg. I have Chanina to ask. The point like this is that the point I'm saying is that the fun of he actually asked a question. The fun is still the fun of.
Yes.
He asked?
Yes.
He knows to ask that?
I guess so.
Come on.
Were you arguing with the Gemara?
No, no.
The Gemara said he asked the question.
But
so you're saying, come on?
I'm saying, come on, that I don't figure to understand it that well.
Okay. Dr. Mishnah Vaitam. Ramey Reimer. Yes, Dvarim, Shane Kanoila, Dvayden Kanoila. You know, I heard from my receiver, I'm talking too much today. I heard from Rabbi Weinberg, no, receiver Rudiman, that he said that he heard from the Satmar Rebbe. We say the Satmar Rebbe, I don't know if you heard it from him, that there's a Mishnah where the Sefer called Prashas Drachim. In the Prashas Drachim, he goes through a lot of the things in the time of the Avos and the Shvatim. And he goes through Parayel, that he had never been a B'nai Noyach, and Moshe held the evidence of this. And he said, Parayel, new B'nai Noyach, Yisrael. So he asked, so the Satmar Rebbe said, the Tsar of Mitzrayim held that way. So the Mela Pare acted as if he held that way. So he said, when the Prussian struck him, said, the Pare Shita was this way. And Moshe Rabbeinu held the other way, and therefore they argued. That's the Prussian struck him. So Pare was an educated man. He knew Hilchus the thing. Did they have a Lacha Ben Noyah? Did not have a Lacha Ben Noyah? So he said the Tsar of Mitzrayim held that way, and the Mela and Pare acted that way. That's what the Tsar Rebbe said. So if you want to learn over here, the Tsar of Bavel wanted to know if one of us should like in front of. So he put it into a
Nukhara. I think also, Mr. Beautiful, you said that, you know, he was an animal. He's an animal.
He is an animal.
You are what you eat.
It may right. Yes, Lord, Jane Kanilad, Vain and Kanilad. There's things that are like Nilad, but they're not Nilad. Now there's two Pshatim in Echacham and Maidim Lai. Does it mean they hold you can't use it as a heter? Or is it, oh, no, they don't need a heter? Two opposite Pshatim in Echacham and Maidim Lai. Ketar, Amakaitim, Shani Naisis, Blainis, Shavir Ra. Bad dad, Amalai Mace, he died, like Shasi Chuva. Now it's not clear in the Mishnah if he already died, or in the he died afterwards. Which would be like Nilad. But the difference would be, according to Meir, that even if he died afterwards, but it was spoken out, it became like almost tonight. You can use it as a heter. Either they say, you can't use it as a heter, it is really Nilad, or they say, you don't need a heter, depending on the Tub Shatam and the Gemara. Kaidim Shani Vikimes Mace Nilin who I'm Ravuna Nasa Katala Nitribadaver. It's like a deny. And the Chacham say, no, it's not. And therefore the Chacham say, you can't use it as a heter, it's Nilin. Rabbi Yechon Amar Kvar Mesa Kvar Asa Tshuva Karmile, and Rabbi Yechon Eremeir holds, you still need a heter. And the Chacham say it's a netter toss. Mesa. Master Rabbah, Kaidim Shani Nice is playing Hilakura, which is a Mishnah later on. Very nice. Shkai Rav, here, Levonik, Tzar Rav, Yerucha. Muta Baloim, Beisha Kur Venasis, Na, Shkai Venasis, Levonik, Tzar Venasis, Arucha. Shad Adam Tzar. So Mishlam Rav, Huna, Dama, Nasik, Atala, Dindra, Bedavar. So Tana, Tala, Dindra, Bedavar. This mission is talking about something that didn't happen yet. Tana, Nader Tzar, which did happen. El Rav, Yerucha, Nama, Kvar, Beis, Kvar, Asa, Chuvah, Lama, Vodis, Tzar, Zimni, Nader Tzar, Kashav. Look at the Mishnah Vaita. We are the Ramay and Price Kalam and Akos of Shabbatira. You can use a pasuk in the Torah. I remember you say that I about the sequel of Sitter, my sister Sahiha Bubavecha, the after Raka Kamaka, the Chaya Chicha Imach, why she won't even at the Yachel of Arnasai? I'm you say that you can't leave Sidaida as a mutter because people would not lie about these things. I'm a little Runa Brav Kasina Rabon, and they call the Mani Lava Lai Muffle. Why is it his responsibility to feed this Ali? The city, Matan Bethesir. My demotili lefarnas about ikulam lefarnas lay. I'll donate to Matan Bethesir, and we spoke about like as we shine them here. Whether they can use your money for that ani, or do they have to use different money? I believe the Rush said they have to use different money. You give the money, but your cash cannot be used for that ani. But it's okay, you'll give to Matan Bethesir, they'll give them other money. The Gabbai goes first, they make sure to see that the people close to him aren't feeding him. And usually the guy you ask him with an editor is somebody has shaykhs to you. You don't ask a guy to know what shaykhs to you. So therefore, it is your responsibility. Look at the Mishnah Vayter. Paitzchil adem ksubas ishtay. Maitzah mechat shenarem mishtah no, oitzah ksubasa taf dinarem. She had a ksubah 400 dinar. Bala vnei Rebbe Kiva. The chayva lit no ksubah samaloy. Rebbe chesmeh is dinar mini chaba. The whole Yerusha was 800. Not long ago, Almeyas, Anid Almeyas. We die, she didn't leave Messiah. Can't we split it 50-50 by the Messiah? Amaloy Rebbe Kiva, fill out the mic, kasar reichcha. Even if you have to help you sell your hair, that's oimidly glazes, that's a nice no ksubasa. Amalai, you'll see that you can't see neither. Material Makiva is a valid heter. In fact, the Gemara tells him he stopped the Luxuba. He doesn't have to sell his hair from Luxuba. You only pay from land. I'm Rabbi, a carcass of Shabbat Chesmeh's dinner. I'm trying to say a Reishai. The Sarreishai betalk to you. How you come? I feel like the book of Sarreishai of Eichel. Even if you have to sell your hair and have what to eat, you still have to give the Luxuba. Shabbat B'nei Eim B'Sadun L'Balchayv. The Chayra, it's a raya from here that we don't leave the Bakalev the essentials, which if we do, he wouldn't have to sell his hair. By Yitzchak, Loi Meshay Mekayin Shtag Suba. By Erechim, there are two halachas. Number one is that if you're poor, we give you a lower Erech. And number two, you never have to pay up even if you get rich. By Bakalev, even if it's Mesadrin, it's only Mesadrin now, but the debt remains intact when you make money.
How do we know that
Mesadrin
is not
paid? Mesadrin. Look at the Mishnah Vayter. Spaykhim yam tayvim, you can use yam to shabbasas. Vershay na yayim and maithay yam mutar mishal kol yam asurim. Hachavar rebe kiva belimei chanelesh uta mitzalai, uta kulai. Samar gayish mitzatsai. Because the Rosh Svara, either you want all or nothing. In your mind, it's an all or nothing kind of deal. And they speak out, it means you said two like one, three like two, four like three. Because they're like dominoes. Each one is a separate one because you said carbon each time. Old wine is good. But the mutual amusement about who took all yai. Kind of about the shiny times about the rubber lave. I'm a while a kufri off of the lave. The kufri grows in the kfarim, in the villages. The onion and the villages are good to the heart. But the kufri will be kufri about who took the cholop tala. My sahaya material may be cholop tala. Who took the akhan akhan mutter, the kulan asura. Bantana. I'm a rubber of shimini. This is going on, not that case. It's supposed to say bachulu. It's going on. That's when five people give him a pekudin. He says, shuwa le'loch, 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 le'loch. Is that five shuwa or one shuwa? Reb Shimon says it's one shuwa until he says the word shuwa five times. Why does he have to say it's good? But typically they ain't ra. I'm a rabbi by Yavu Ketani. You're right. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm a rabbi by Yavu Ketani means it's telling you the truth. It is Yavu. you can use his own honor, and it's honor of his children. This is his way of behavior. Megarish is not shav. They'll say you're a megarish. Right? Some rabbi once said on somebody who was remarrying a number of times, I'll check back home and kaddish me. You Imrim. They'll say, "Blaisel Gucha say, Ma Rasa Iman, Shalailu is garish. What did the mother see that she has to get divorced? I mean, Ilu Yisi Nesh Kane, Ilu Yisi Nazer, how is that mutter? If he said, I would have known like this, I wouldn't have made it netter, it's mutter. Kaidim Tani Nais explained his Kuru Vayinah, Shkari Yilavanak, Shkari Vayakurucha, Mutta Babat, Nesh Kuru Vanasas, no, Shkari Vanasas, Lavanak, Shkari Vanasas, Arucha, Shan has a toss. So my Sabaka should not be by Shkari said, no. But they soon the base of Yishmael with your fool. So it means he never was out with according to Yishmael. I'm a little Yishmael, but he was soon, and I told him, a lot of he tear of Yishmael. Vaisa Shabaka, Yishmael, Vamba, Benaisa, so God said, they're really beautiful. El Shanias, man, I've lost some, Anias makes them look ugly. Shmeisha, Yishmael, Benaisa, so nice as Kina. They used to lament Vaimers, Benais Yisrael, Yishmael, Bekina, like they did by Saul HaMelech. V'chein Vaimers, Benais Yisrael, El Saul, Bekina. My solicitor, you bring me a ride, first you say that it's a mistake, only because she was beautiful. Mashma, if she was ugly, it's like a netter. Then you bring me a story that says that even if she was ugly, it became beautiful, it's okay. That the Gemara sure makes a connection between Shmuel and Levi. I feel Kuv Benaisis No, Shkari Benaisis Levanu, Shkari Benaisis Arucha, which I never understood how that happens, and that's considered a netter toss because every Jewish woman is inherently beautiful. Ma'aseh Be'echad Shnayim Ba'atzar. So I said, Yeshua V'Yosua. So I'm thinking about the time of what was the case. Shein Tosav Besayis Elo. She had a fake tooth, and it was ugly. Vatzlo Bishmol Shein Shosav Mishalai. They learned they made a tooth a color of the rest of the teeth. It was like a gold, meaning it cost very expensive, and he paid for it.
Wait a minute,
they want to
learn that it was
just... Because they tie the gold also looks out of place. Again, you want to learn differently, I just...
How do we know it's
gold? The same shows up. The Rush learns it is gold.
Yeah, I'm just saying...
Okay, I just mentioned the other child, don't worry about it.
Well, what does
some Rebbe say
about that?
Nothing. Pasuk La'ahut Sabdana, Pasuk, Benayis Yisrael B'Shmol B'Kina. And my Bishchan, he dressed, Ahut Amil L'Divis, Ukainim Shani, Adanis Nashi, Tami Tam Shukul, Reb Yudu L'Reb Shimon. Reb Yudu Tam, he ate it. Amr, Kavu Kaipa. My Allah has shown me this, Lish Tami Tayla Shemish, Yif Tami Shishim, Bachamay Memarim, Shem bless his name be erased. Besafik, maybe she's innocent. Vani Allah has come of a comma to keep Shalom Bayis. Right, who are the people that do this? They probably were. They had no father to teach them etiquette. So let them die. Number one, because of Kavanah Torah. V'yoid, some take out V'yoid. I think the Rush is Gairus V'yoid. I'm not sure, but he doesn't say. V'yoid, technically, frankly, they shouldn't be accustomed to making the door.
Who's on the Surprised that you didn't, once you said this thing about no one taught etiquette, you didn't bring in what
Rabbi
Obad said at the thing. Remember what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
And
I really.
And the Kiddush, you said about.
After,
no,
yeah, you give me three more minutes.
No, he said at the thing about the guy didn't have.
I know he said about the Kiddush, but now I want to finish the paragraph. Right. Who do I remember the visit of Kaddish Chatan and the Tukub by Bishop Gamliel? You spit on Shimon Gamliel. Us as she came, Baruch Galvushe, she spit on Baruch Galvushe, Mesharia. I'm going to back him to the Ravina of Ireland to Lusaka Bechazim. He wanted to be Mavata her, Mavata of Shimon Gamliel. I'm going to bear a commander of Shimon Gamliel, it's the Lusar Rapsi, it's pretty bad. He's going to lay the Vitu Kaddish Jatan and say, it's true, Mum Yavshu Box of Shimon Rebbe Yaisi. Find something nice about you by Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Yaisi. So Amr Alam, Shema Rai Shana, maybe she has a nice head. I'm just Gaugo, it's Gaugo, I don't know, it's round. Shema Sarina, the man needs a piston, strands of flax. Shema Nana, truth the same round. Shema Nana, it's cool the same double. Shema Chaitmana, Bolomuts, looks like closed. Shema Sivsana, other same, they're thick. Shema Tavarna, Shakatu, it's low. Shema Karesana, Sabahu, she's a beast. Shema Raglana, Rechavish Kishavs, it's goose legs. Shema Shmana, Nachlucha Shema, she's called ugly. Amalan Yavakarna is Nachlucha, it's a beautiful name. Because that's what she is. She Muchlekas Bechumim. The Sharian, he was Matur. Nothing went right to my bubble, the song, Lara, the Yisrael. Nosavitsi married a woman. Amalan Bashili, they trained Talvi. Cook me two beans. Partially trained Talvi, she took him literally. Two beans. Ratakala. Makamala Bashila de Griva took me a big portion. Shila Griva, a huge portion. Amalai says he got so upset at her. He said, Zili Isolate Tray Bazzini, bring me 2 watermelons. Others of Isolate Tray Shragi, which is also Bazzini. She brought him 2 candles. Amalai Zulu Tabi Yasana Rachel, break him on the top of the door. She heard head of the door. Abayasa Bambuta Baba Baba, Kadon Dini was Paskin, then others of Tabi Yasana Rachel, she broke her in his head. Amalai Mahaday, he didn't lose it. He didn't yell at her. He just said, what are you doing? Amalei, Kaksivani Bailu. Oh, your husband did. Amatas is written. Bailuch. Amakadrais is Mahosh Nebonim Kibabu. Now you can write the rest of the story who the 2 kids are. Hadalach Rabbi Yezer, Hadalach Rabbi Yezer, and the Lezer Naram Rasa. Now what did Eliyahu say?